The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to hour one of today's broadcast. We're going to be talking to Victor Marks, who's giving us an update from the southern border of the United States of America. And in hour two, we're talking to John Zmirak. But right now, we wanted to go to Jerusalem to get an update from our friend, Joel Rosenberg. Joel Rosenberg, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
I don't know where to begin. Let's just say, okay, you're in Jerusalem and you're on top of this kind of stuff. What do you see happening right now? And for people who are really not at all tuned in, how did the current conflict begin?
Sure. Well, let's start with some good news. The ceasefire went into place between Israel and Hamas at 2 a.m. on Friday, and it is held so far. We haven't had any firing so far. So that's good. People are beginning to come out of bomb shelters and catch their breath. Now, the bad news is that while Israel significantly damaged and degraded Hamas's military capabilities, Hamas really won on two fronts. I don't mean they won the war, but they won on two of their objectives, okay? One is it was a fundraiser for Hamas, okay? When they attack Israel, then they stop and they beg the world for money, and the world gives it to them. Okay, the Biden administration wants to give $340 million. They've already pledged that. Qatar, which is a big fan of the Hamas, hosts Hamas leaders in the Gulf nation, they're going to give about $350 million. And Egypt is going to give about $500 million. And that's just opening bids. Okay, so this was a huge fundraiser for a terrorist organization. Now, the money's not theoretically going to go directly to them, but they're going to siphon it off, and that's a grave danger. The other thing is that this was a big political victory for Hamas, meaning Hamas controls half of the Palestinian territory that they claim to be their future state, right? They control the Gaza Strip, but they don't control the West Bank. But the leader of the West Bank, Mahmoud Abbas, canceled the elections that were supposed to be happening right now. And so Hamas basically ran a political campaign, and they are enormously more popular in the West Bank than they were.
Okay, my question is, how did this current conflict begin? Did Hamas indiscriminately shoot rockets into Israel?
Well, Hamas doesn't need a reason to start a war, but they, because in their charter from 1988, they call for the complete annihilation of the Jewish people and the state of Israel. So, okay.
Wait. Not just the state of Israel, but the Jewish people?
Well, certainly anybody that's in the land of Israel. And, you know, and so, okay, if you're a Jewish person outside of what they consider all of Palestine, you may be fine for a while until they achieve their initial objective, right? But they're ultimately trying to build an Islamic caliphate or kingdom where everybody, Christian, Jew, anybody else, has to bow down and worship the way they want. Otherwise, they'll kill you.
Okay, so when
they don't need a reason, but they did have several. They did use several reasons. First, they were looking for an opportunity to do the fundraiser and the political campaign. So they encourage young men to stockpile rocks and bricks and all kinds of things inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque on what we call the Temple Mount. And then on one of our high holy days, they order the young men to throw the rocks and the bricks down onto Jewish worshipers at the Western Wall, also known as the Wailing Wall. And this, they knew, would require Israeli police to come onto the Temple Mount and restore order. So that gave them television images of, they could say, the Jews are trying to take over the holy sites of Islam, man the barricades. And so this was the beginning. There was one other. There's been a real estate dispute in East Jerusalem, in a little community called Sheikh Jarrah. It's too complicated to get into in the time we have, but there have been about six families, Palestinian families, that have lived there for 70 years and have never paid rent. And there are new owners of that, of those buildings that got sold, and they eventually and the new owners said, listen, this is kind of ridiculous. You need to pay rent or you need to move. And after litigating it, the court said, yes, you have to pay rent. If you pay rent, you can stay. If you don't, you have to leave. They didn't. And Israel sent in the police to evict them as they would in New York City or L.A. or anywhere else. This was also an opportunity as a pretext for Hamas to say, see, the Jews are not only taking over the Temple Mount, they're trying to take over Jerusalem. They're terrible people, apartheid, colonialists, imperialists. And these were the triggers, on paper at least.
Well, and when was that? When did the rock throwing begin from the Temple Mount?
Now it's been about 2.5 weeks ago. Maybe it was 3 weeks ago. And that set into motion lots of riots, both the rocks and the response, and then the Sheikh Jarrah and more riots. And then 2 weeks ago today, the rockets started flying. And we had more than 4,300 rockets fired at us in Israel in 11 days.
Okay, now when you say 4,300 rockets, these are the kind of rockets that could blow up a car. These are this is a big deal.
Blow up a car, take out the floor of a building. I mean, these were much more powerful than the rockets fired at us 7 years ago when the last big fight was.
Where did they fire the rockets? From where and to where?
Hamas and their partner in crime, Islamic Jihad, fired from civilian population centers in the Gaza Strip, from mosques, elementary schools, playgrounds, hospitals, businesses, factories. And they fired them at Israeli apartments, factories, synagogues, churches.
How many Israelis have been injured or killed?
I believe it was 13 Israelis were killed, and somewhere north of 700 were wounded.
How is it possible that Hamas could have that kind of ammunition stockpiled to use, and where do they get it from? I'm just fascinated.
Yeah, the short version is Iran supplies missiles and missile parts to the terrorists in Gaza. But they've also provided training and expertise so that Hamas and Islamic Jihad can build these themselves using materials already at hand in Gaza.
I'm just wondering, I'm not the prime minister of Israel that I know, but if I were...
You could. There's still out. There's an opening.
I know. It's going to happen. I've been grafted in, by the way, so I could do it. But here's the thing. If... an enemy fired 4,300 missiles at my people, I would use that as a pretext to wipe them out completely. I don't mean the people, but I mean wipe out their ability to live there. They don't have the right to do that. Why wouldn't Israel have done that?
Well, Israel hit very, very hard. And one thing that's important, Eric, to note, because we were being attacked by Hollywood leftists and Bernie Sanders and AOC and Rashida Tlaib and the left wing in the media and elsewhere. They're telling that we are deliberately targeting Palestinian civilians. Not at all. In fact, the same amount of rockets were fired at us this year as 7 years ago. But there were 90% fewer casualties on the Palestinian side, including the terrorists, than there were 7 years ago. Our intelligence is better. Our missiles are more precise. We've been more careful. And the world should be applauding. Now, we mourn every Palestinian non-combatant that dies. But remember, again, these are war crimes that Hamas is committing. They're firing from neighborhoods, civilian neighborhoods and population centers, and they're firing at our civilian population centers. That's a double war crime.
How is it that they can get away with this? We're out of time. I knew this would happen. Well, Joel Rosenberg, thanks for being my guest. We have to have you back to continue the conversation. We didn't have the time today. When we come back, I'm talking to Victor Marks, getting an update from the southern border. Hour two, we're talking to John Zmirak. But we'll have you back soon. Joel Rosenberg, my friend, thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it. All Israel News, allisrael.com is where to get the latest updates.
All Israel News, allisrael.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I've found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out.
Of a wave, it's like magic. All rolling and riding and slipping and sliding, it's magic.
Folks, I have a very special guest on. We've had him on many times before. He's a friend. We're going to talk about what's going on the southern border. We're going to talk about drugs. But who am I talking about? Who is my guest? His name is Victor Marks. He was severely abused and tortured as a child. By the time Victor graduated from high school, his life was filled with drugs, fights, theft. The discipline of military life and faith in God helped him recover. He is being used by God in powerful ways. Victor Marks, my friend, great to see you.
You as well, Eric. Thanks for having me on your program.
I want to talk to you about everything. We've talked to you about your life in the past, so we can't get into that too much. But just tell us about All Things Possible. That is really the main reason you're here today. I'm so excited. Tell my audience, what is All Things Possible?
Well, you know, our organization was formed based out of my background of being, you know, I suffered abuse as a kid and saw the injustice, which made me hardened, which made me turn to drugs and struggle with relationships, eventually going into the Marine Corps. You know, my mother was married six times and went to 14 schools and lived in 17 houses. When someone experiences that type of injustice, there's anger. So what do you do with it? I joined the Marine Corps with a hatred for Arabs because Lebanon, bad things just happened there. And, you know, God did a work in my life, which eventually would send me back to the Middle East to reach Muslims in the way of, more specifically, the last 5 years, 6 years, is helping women and children who've been either held captive by ISIS or affected in traumatic ways because of them. And I think that's what we got best known for with All Things Possible in the Middle East. But it's expanded now to right here in the U.S.
Well, when you talk, first of all, about women and children who've been captives of ISIS. A lot of this stuff, Victor, you probably understand, it's not real to most Americans. Like, you hear about it,
right,
but it's another universe. It's happening like 300 years ago. It's not real. But you have lived this. You have been with ISIS. Tell us a little bit about that, because most of us cannot comprehend going into that world.
Yeah, well, you know what? The Christian church here in America, I actually was used to speak a lot before going to Iraq and getting a house and safe houses and reaching. After we started doing this, we started getting pushback from kind of our standard Christian ministry partners. It was too much for them, and that's when we realized, look, because they would ask, Eric, they would say, aren't you preaching the gospel to Muslims? I said, well, I think we've been reduced to living it. When you're being shot at by ISIS because you're holding an orphan that you just got out of Mosul, and Muslims look at you and say, why are y'all here? We just say, because God loves us and the Lord has put it on our heart to come and help. So to date, we've helped over 43,000 women and children who've been traumatized in the region. Our last pump in was actually, me and my wife led another team into Syria, where we went into Camp Al-Hol. 70,000 women and children that are ISIS. That's where they're confined, from 50 different countries. And we actually weekly do outreach in the camp by showing them videos and teaching them basic things. And we're reaching their heart and their mind. And a lot of churches just can't wrap their mind around
that. Okay, Victor, you know, this is stuff, this makes my blood boil. Because I never remember the scripture citation, but when Jesus says, you know, when I was in prison, did you visit me? When I was hungry, did you? He didn't say, did you preach the gospel to me? It's about, did you live the gospel? Did you look at people as made in the image of God, whom he loves? There are Christians, all they think about is quote unquote evangelism, quote unquote, preaching the gospel as if nothing else matters. That is heresy. I'm just here to say you need to live the gospel, folks. So preaching the gospel, I'm not going to say it's not important. Of course, we all know it's important.
Yeah.
But if you have reduced things down to that nothing else matters than speaking the magic words, you are not following Jesus. I want to be very blunt. If you're not living the gospel, the idea that it's like, well, we don't care what happens, we're just going to preach the gospel, we just care about eternal souls, that is a little, that's simplistic. That is not scriptural. And you only see the hard edges of that heretical idea when you talk to somebody like you, Victor Marx, and you realize that there are people like, well, so you're saving children and women from being raped and tortured and stuff, but you know what? I think Jesus would have just preached the gospel and then blasted out of there. That's nonsense. Yeah. But I'm getting so angry because I have seen this time and time again. This is heresy, folks. You think you're being more faithful, you're being less faithful. You're being theologically sloppy. Forgive me, my rant is over.
No.
But Victor, I want to tell you, I've seen this and I've heard people in other ministries talk about the same thing. And it's just absurd, because I know you. And you do this because of Jesus, and that Jesus is just leaking out of you. You don't really need to even speak about him sometimes, and people get it. But you're doing God's work. And so if people want to find you on the web, what's the best way while I'm yakking here?
Thank you. It's real easy. It's Victor Marx with an X. VictorMarx.com is our website, but we're on all the social medias. And what I will say is, though, there are a number of people I really used to look up to as a young man growing up in faith. And I've seen them get weak, jelly spine, on everything from political issues to living the gospel, which is embracing suffering, you know, to some degree. And then they push back on people who are doing the real deal. It has both stunned me in this last year and also made me very clear on who I can count on. And I'll tell you what, brother, it literally, so far this year, we've created a new army of prayer warriors and supporters, because there has been this winnowing away of the chaff. We've reached over 200 million people through social media in this first quarter. We just got our reports in. So I've got to tell you, And that there is a strong core of Christians that literally are so sick of the normal Christianized church that is progressive and left-leaning and doesn't really care about children. That was one of my big things.
Doesn't that tell you everything? Because you suffered as a kid. You went through hell as a kid. So God's given you a heart to help kids. Let's talk about the border. Everybody's wondering what's going on down there. The Biden administration, quote unquote, has unleashed hell on the border. Yeah. And we all see it. Left and right see it. It is chaos. What are you doing on the border?
Well, you know, for us to get a really solid understanding of what's factual and truthful, we went there. And we were able to be with National Guard. We work with Border Patrol right on the front lines, making first contact with women and children and guys coming over. Two things that we really encountered. One, were genuine, innocent people trying to have a better life that had traveled. There's a video on our social media of my wife hugging two girls, a 9 and 11-year-old, by themselves. They didn't travel from their homeland with an adult. They were sisters, and they were just trying to make it to America. They wept when my wife gave them water and a hug and a little trauma toy. And I'll tell you, the other thing we saw was men using children to get into this country as a passport. And these kids weren't theirs. And we uncovered that. We have video footage of it. And I just went, this is way worse than people think.
Well, listen, Victor, here's the issue. Everybody with half a brain knows that is going on. We have to be blunt and say to those on the left side of the aisle, you're harming people. We have to stop playing the game that if you care about people, you let people come in. If it were that simple, we could talk about it. But it's not that simple. Children and women are being abused and used horrifically because of the policies of the current fake administration. So if you care about children and women and you don't stand up against this and understand this is wicked, you're a hypocrite. There's no way around it. And I know this is real, but obviously every now and again I get to talk to somebody like you, Victor Marks. You have seen it. You have lived it. I mean, we're going to go to break in a second, but when we come back, I want you to talk about this, Victor, because people just need to hear it from somebody that what you're saying is true, that this is kind of like the bleeding heart liberal. You hear that term. People that they're so sloppy, they're all emotion. And because of that, it leads to pain and misery and abuse and violence and rape. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to grow up and have intelligent policies because we really do care about these women and children. Go to victormarks.com. We'll be right back.
At the door, somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door.
Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their healthcare, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true healthcare, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110.
Folks, I'm talking to Victor Marx, victormarx.com. That's M-A-R-X, as in Zeppo Marx. Victor, tell us, you said you are on the border, on the southern border with your wife. I forget your wife's name.
Eileen.
Eileen, brave woman. You guys do this work together. It's amazing. Tell us how, briefly, how it is that these coyotes and that these incredibly violent thugs use children to get into this country.
Well, first, they're so organized, it's beyond what people could imagine. We rolled up on an observation post with Border Patrol and the National Guard, and there was a coyote, a female, filming us with her camera. We got out, brought my dog, walked right up to her, said, "Hey, what are you filming?" She says, "I'm with the media." She was with no media. She was recording our faces, our license plate, and reporting it back to the cartels. They are nobody crosses that river without a wristband, which is their ID. They're put in data systems. But I'll tell you, all of this is a smokescreen. The human trafficking of just pushing people across allows, they overwhelm Border Patrol and, you know, and law enforcement, and it allows them now to get the drugs in, which are killing. I mean, 80,000 people died of overdose last year. So, and to your point before the break, the left liberals that complained so much about kids being in cages, we were there under the Trump administration. We're here now. And I'll tell you something, what I don't see is any left-leaning people, Democratic, down there helping women or children. We don't see it.
Well, yeah, you don't see it because it's not happening. I guess, you know, in many ways I'm naive. I have a kind of Pollyanna attitude. I want to believe everything's great. But the older you get, the more you realize, no, there is evil in the world. And the evil of these cartels, it is unfathomable how evil they are. They will torture and kill. They don't care. They're making billions of dollars. Tell us.
Let me share a story that's going to really arrest some of your viewers and listeners. The harsh reality, I know of a woman personally, I know her personally, where they were in a bad area. And when she was a child, her friend got kidnapped. A blonde-headed, blue-eyed little girl got kidnapped. They couldn't find her. They came back to the States. That little girl was used by the cartel. She was killed, cut open. Drugs were shoved into her cavity. They zipped her up and put her in a car child seat because she was a toddler. Child seat. And they were able to get through a checkpoint. The cartels were, because they had a blonde-headed, blue-eyed little girl that Border Patrol and law enforcement thought was just sleeping. This is what they're willing to do. What they're doing now is they will use kids to get into the U.S. as men, and they're traffickers. They will turn these kids into sex. It is feeding the machine. That's what people don't understand. I'm all for immigrants coming into this country. I mean, we can set up judges, hear cases, and get them in. But while I was there, we saw hundreds getting through with, going, they would go right to the Border Patrol, processed within 5 days, given a plane ticket to go anywhere in the U.S. that they wanted to. We saw this firsthand. It's done by thousands. But I just want people to imagine, if you had children, a 9 and 11-year-old, that went from California to New York City by themselves, hitchhiking and walking, how safe do you think they would really be?
I mean, this is like just putting them in harm's way. You cannot, you know, what happens to runaways, folks? Nothing good.
Right.
Victor, you're just, you know, you're a hero. I've had the privilege to meet you a few times, and you're doing this. And what amazes me, though, is that the mainstream media and a lot of the conservative media, they don't want to talk to you. They're looking the other way. They're just bashing Biden. But this is real. Lives are at stake. And I wanted to have you on just so people can hear this. You're living this. You're living this. What would you say that Americans can do? I mean, I know probably give to victormarx.com because you guys are you're living this.
Yeah, we are setting up an operational station there to help. Well, you know, there's three things that most people fall in. Categories that we're patriots, we're Christians, And then you're also humanitarians. So as a Christian, we want to help the widows and the orphans in their time of need, and we're seeing it. As patriots, we want to seal that border. We do need more barriers, better technology, and more manpower. But I would hope, and we keep saying, that the administration that's currently in place would go ahead and make these cartels terrorist group. If they made these terrorist organizations, look, our chief of operations is a former Delta commander, 1,000 missions. This guy, Colonel Jeff Teagues, we were there because we bring our teams down there. And we're just looking at it tactically going, if the administration would make these cartels terrorist organizations, we could hurt their feelings so fast. We could reduce the damage that they're doing to humans and then slow the roll of drug trafficking into the U.S., which would save lives.
Listen, I hate to say it, but this was not happening under Donald Trump. So if you thought his tweets were mean, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get over that and think about children and women suffering horrors because we are unwilling to look at the situation. We'll be right back with Victor Marks. Welcome back. I'm talking to Victor Marks. I hope you go to victormarks.com. We don't have enough time to just explain you, Victor. You're just an extraordinary person. God has used you and taken the misery of your childhood and redeemed it beautifully. It's just, this is what God does, and people need to know that. But we're talking about what you're seeing at the southern border. So you're saying that we need to declare these cartels as terrorist organizations. I mean, they are very similar. I mean, the level of violence and the money, and it's just, it's amazing. How is it possible that we could have people in our government totally naive about this? Or maybe they just don't care. I can't imagine how they could not understand what is going on. It's not very complicated. You've just explained half of it.
Yeah, you know, I think Vice President Kamala Harris, we put a challenge into her from the border saying, we invite you to come down since you're the czar over this, but you've never been. Once people see, hold, touch children and women and see their pain and suffering, it touches their heart and they're accountable. So, again, I would say they must release video footage of what's really happening. And trust me, they don't care about COVID down there. They're shoving tens of thousands of children into buildings. They're doing a little, you know, a shell game of saying, well, that one's empty, but they're building another one. And we need to really recognize our Border Patrol. We need to empower the ICE agency and the very brave men and women on the border working. What I want to tell your listeners right now is four children were just found on Mother's Day left on a person's ranch. The youngest was 11 months old. The oldest, I think, was 11. Four children. No one else around. One was so dehydrated, the rancher thought she was dead. The temperatures are now soaring. 90s, hundreds. Kids will be dying. Kids will be drowning. Christians need to get involved. They can contact us. If their church wants to be involved, we welcome that. And remember, the first book I ever read as a new Christian and a young Marine was Dietrich Bonhoeffer's The Cost of Discipleship. That ruined me. That set my course, and I really measured my life as a Christian by that, being a disciple, not just a pew sitter. And the church has abdicated their authority far too long, thinking the government's going to solve the problems. They're not. There's a place for the government, but the church, this is when the churches should be fighting to get in every sector of that border helping. And believe me, once people come into this country, we do need to help. we plan on going on the other side like we did before. We've been in very bad areas on the other side, helping women and children. It's got to be both and I think the church in America can do it. They can contact us at victormarks.com, send us an email, so we can work together as a huge team to make a difference. And believe me, we're sharing the gospel by living it and helping these women and children when they come into our country, because if we don't reach them, trust you me, the left will, and ungodly mindsets will be put upon them.
Well, I just want to say to people in churches, folks, we've got to get involved in this. I don't know what you're involved in or how your parishioners spend their time and their money, but this is something where, Victor, you are right. People of faith need to be involved so that we show the love of God in how we spend our time and where we spend our time. So this is a political issue and a faith issue. It's everything. I mean, the money, what is the money that these cartels are making? I mean, this is really,
billions.
It's like dealing with the mafia and ignoring the fact that it's the mafia or whatever it is. This is worse or as bad as the mafia ever was at its height, for yes. Sure.
Agreed. It's billions of dollars that they're making. And again, they're creating this humanitarian crisis again so they can smuggle drugs into the country. And we've seen it firsthand. Rafts crossing the river at night, people being dropped in the river. Again, they want to create an atmosphere that it's a smokescreen, it's a flashbang where, you know, you better help these people because they're smuggling their drugs, fentanyl, coke, all these things that are killing people in the U.S. And the last thing, and I know it's too much to ask, but people need to stop the consumption of drugs, illegal drugs here in the U.S., because that is the supply and demand. And it's sad to see so many people dying because of these synthetic drugs now.
It's just extraordinary. I mean, there's not enough time to go into this, but you've been doing this for years. And I'm just amazed, Victor, at what you do. You're not afraid of going into the danger. You go with God. I know you've seen miracles. You're just somebody that, you know, you're living this, as we said. I mean, we just got a minute left, but just talk about that. Why you do what you do?
Yeah, you know what? I learned the most valuable weapon I've ever had and used is the weapon of forgiveness. I had to forgive being abused and left for dead, tortured in a commercial cooler as a kid. And because of that freedom of forgiving those who had hurt me, it really freed up my capacity for God's spirit in me to reach out and help others. So we've been reaching kids who are incarcerated for 20 years. Right now we have active pedophile hunting teams here in the U.S. We have safe houses in Cambodia. I can't give my departure date, brother, but we are prepped to go back to Iraq right now. And then we're here in the U.S. I speak at military bases because the suicide rate is so high. And then we have teams on the border and we go in and out. There's plenty to do, and it has never been a greater time for Christians to step in and engage. It is a war for the mind and soul of people, and I'm just tired of so many Christians being afraid. What are we afraid of?
Well, death? If you really believe in God and if you walk with him, the fear goes away because he's conquered death. But a lot of people don't know that. They don't live that. And I want to encourage my listeners, folks, go to victormarks.com, invite him to speak at your church. If the church would wake up and be the church and live as the church, half of these problems would evaporate. We will see real solutions. Victor, it's just a blessing to have you tell your story. I want everybody to go to victormarks.com. Please, folks, we're out of time. Victor, my friend, God bless you.
God bless you too, Eric.
Coming up, John Zmirak in hour two,
Listen, this is another reason why you must sign up for the newsletter. We share all these videos. You don't have to go looking for it on Rumble or whatever it is. You can't miss Zmirek. I happen to know what he's going to talk about today. I happen to know what I'm going to say, every syllable, because we pre-taped it just a minute ago. You don't want to miss it. Sign up for my newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. Please tell your friends to sign up for it. We're trying to get the message out, and we're really being severely constricted by, you know, big, what is it called? Tech?
Big tech.
Yeah, no kidding. We need your help. So sign up for the newsletter, please, ericmetaxas.com. Albin.
Yes.
Is it your anniversary?
It's my anniversary. My lovely wife, Ann, and I, Ann plus I-versary. That's what I call it. 13 years. Isn't that great?
13 years of wedded bliss. You and your current wife. What's your name again?
Ann with an E.
Oh, we've met.
Yes.
No, that's so beautiful. God bless you. You got married later in life.
We did.
And I got to tell you, Albin, I don't know what Ann was thinking, but lucky you.
I know. And, you know, people used to say to us, oh, well, are you going to have children? I said, well, at this age, if we had children, they'd actually be our grandchildren.
You know, that's true. People don't realize medically that's not possible.
I don't know.
I got to say, well, first of all, congratulations. Secondly, I want to remind my audience, I'm going to be in Houston this week, at the end of this week. And this weekend, Sunday, I'm preaching at Ocean City Tabernacle. I think it's in Ocean City, New Jersey. Wow. That's another reason to sign up for my newsletter. I put all these things on the newsletter. So if I'm coming to your area, I really have to say I'm doing a lot of traveling. I'm going to be on the Huckabee Show in Nashville. I'm speaking at a church in Virginia the following weekend, folks. Do you hear me, folks? The following weekend, I'm in Virginia. You got to go to my website, sign up for my newsletter, Eric Metaxas, ericmetaxas.com, ericmetaxas.com. Albin, if you don't mind my saying so, we have a couple of sponsors on this program of whom I am inordinately fond. For example, we have Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, I think he wants everybody to use the code Eric. He can't say that publicly because he doesn't want to diss the people on other programs. But I know in his heart of hearts, he's saying, please go to mypillow.com, go to mystore.com, use the code Eric, please. And I think I'm speaking for Mike. And everyone named Mike Lindell, when I say, please use the code Eric at mypillow.com. But you also, this is the beautiful thing about the code Eric. It's only four letters. It's easy to spell, E-R-I-C. And you can use it with both of our major sponsors. You can use it at NutraMedics.com when you're buying your deep water Arctic krill or Antarctic krill, whatever krill you want. Yeah. They're selling it along with vitamin C, vitamins D and K, vitamins and other things. Yes. You need to use the code Eric. But the beauty of having one code is think of the trouble you're saving. You're not having to remember different codes. You just save wherever you go. Use the code Eric. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And I want to remind people that there are several reasons why Mike Lindell and MyPillow and NutraMedics.com are our sponsors. The two principal ones of which are that they have tremendous products, but secondly, they share our values rather dramatically. They are good people using their power and their money for God's purposes, giving a lot of money to create wonderful films, to help missions, CVS or wherever you are for your vitamin D or whatever you take, melatonin. I would say, folks, go to NutraMedics.com.
By the way,
code Eric.
Quick update. Tim Eaton's going to be back in a couple of weeks. He's going to have miracle stories from some of his mission work.
Yes, yeah, exactly. But if you haven't watched the first video with him, folks, please watch it. ericmetaxas.com. You can get our newsletter. We want you to know who we're dealing with here. So anyway,
and one other fun fact. Mike Lindell's middle name is Eric.
Get out of town. We're going to be right back with John Zmirek. Why would you go away?
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.